Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chair. We are finished. We've done an intro and everything.
Oh, that was really professional. Ross has had enough already.
Ross has left. Ross is gone. He's had enough. Literally, we just started. Everything okay, Ross? We all good? Yeah? Put your headphones. There we go. Can you do a podcast?
Yeah, shut the door.
I'm back.
Smooth. Nobody noticed. Don't worry. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Ready Player 2, episode 92. Is that right, Lewis?
Yes, that's right, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you. I say that, like, I've said that probably for the last 20 episodes, and I think I've got it right for the last 20 episodes, but not all of them have been released.
Just missing one.
And some of them in the wrong order. But everything is fine. We're back. And there's four of us, and we're going to talk about games. We are live on Twitch. We have faces all up in the business, but I don't have the faces on, because last time we did the whole face thing on Twitch, I got a little bit preoccupied with other people's faces. And so this time, I have 100% face ban. So I'm just looking at my screen, pretending that the notepad there is L, and the slightly strange website I have open there is Ross, and you don't want to know what Lewis is. So, there you go. I've already introduced everybody, but do you know what? I'm going to do it in a way that allows them to say words. So, welcome. I'm Rich. I'm the host of Ready Player 2. I'm sorry about that, but apparently I'm not going anywhere. We also have with us today Miss L.
Words!
Words! Technically, that was only one, but good effort. We also have Mr. Lewis Knight.
Also words.
Also words. And we have producer Ross.
More words.
Aren't you happy I didn't call you Ross of a Bell Bang?
I am. Not the first time in I'm not into episode.
I am, roughly. So we haven't done a podcast in absolutely ages because we're like, awful at scheduling.
Like a month.
Yeah, one came out yesterday.
A month.
No. We did that podcast literally like in 2012. Yeah, and it has only just been edited, right? And it's just come out now. So enjoy your past podcast. But now we're recording a fresh, shiny one. In fact, anybody who was actually there for that podcast, because we did it live on Twitch, knows how long ago it was recorded. So, right, anyway, we're not going to talk about that one. We're going to talk about this one. It's new and shiny and amazing and fantastic. And I've played Bleeding Edge games that are on shiny new platforms that I've never played on before. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. But I'm not going to talk about my stuff. The first thing that I think we need to talk about that is on everybody's lips, that I know Ross wants to get off his chest, is Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What happened in Game of Thrones, Ross?
Did the little man get on the throne at the end?
Yeah, the little one.
Did he?
Yeah, the really tiny one. Yeah, the really one, the blue one.
Yeah, Wee Man.
Smurfette, that one.
Wee Man, yeah.
Ross hates Game of Thrones, and we're also not going to talk about it in the slightest. What we are going to do instead is talk about the games that Lewis has been playing this week. Is that all right,
Lewis? That's a title lie, because we just spoke about it.
No, we're not. That's it. That was it. That was Game of Thrones done. It was a little skit and it's over, and I'd like you not to shine a light on it too much.
Right, okay.
We're now going to talk about your games as punishment.
So, off the back of Ross talking about Vampyr yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
slash a month ago, I decided to give it a try. And it's really good. I'm in agreement with Ross.
So, I've forgotten what Ross said about this game.
He said it.
Are you Russian?
No.
Did I ask this last
yes,
time?
Yes, you did.
First question last time.
Did I? Are you Russian?
No,
what was the outcome?
You are... No, you're not. You're tea-sippingly English.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I'm...
Crumpet-munchingly... Oh, no, not crumpet-munching. People-munchingly English.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Dick Van Dyke turns up later in the game. Even though he's not English.
Even though he's not even English, but he's honorary English.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Say Danny Dyer turns up later in the game.
Ooh, that's a bit too English.
1920s Danny Dyer or 1918 Ooh. Danny Dyer.
That's like regular Danny Dyer. that's like normal Danny Dyer.
Yes, it is. Everyone in it is very very English. But yeah, it's excellent. It's not without its flaws. So the UI has this weird like cursor, which yeah. works right. which would work really well with a mouse and keyboard, but not with thumbsticks. Yeah, and the weapons are a bit weird, but other than that, yeah, pretty much everything.
Nobody likes cursor sticks.
No.
I do hate that in games, when you go to play a game with a pad, and it's just like, oh, right, we've got this game on console, and you're going to play it with a pad, and here's your thumbsticks, and every time you open the menu, you have to move a cursor around on the screen to select objects.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
So,
fuck off. It's like when I do it on the same thing on a PC. You open a menu, and it's like you've got this really handy little thing in front of you that allows you to move around really quickly and select things. But no! You must use the keyboard keys.
Yeah.
Fuck you, game.
So... That's pretty much all I've been playing today. I played through...
good though, isn't it?
Yes, it is very good. I played through Far Lone Sails for the third or fourth time again earlier this week. But, yeah. And I tried...
See, that's a good game.
And I tried The Surge, but it was too much like Dark Souls with robots.
Dark Souls with anything is bad. Dark Souls with Blue Tack would be bad. Dark Souls with Werther's Original. Pretty much Dark Souls with anything. Supplant it with anything, it's bad. It's bad. Hell, it's bad. Anything's bad. Right. So Vampyr, good. Ross said good last time. Did Ross say good last time? I can't remember what happened
Ross
last time.
I gave it a solid 6.5 Capri Suns out of 10.
Yes, you did.
Wow. You remember very well.
I listened to it.
Okay. Oh, you? Because it just came out.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I should probably listen to our own podcast.
I was gonna say, have you,
as refreshers.
Have you still not heard it yet?
I still not listened to it.
Okay.
I've got far more important things to be doing than listening to me.
A long section of people.
And so should everybody else.
Well, yeah. There's the long beeping out section.
Yeah, it was funny.
About halfway through.
That was the whole bit of me talking. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Always fantastic.
And you start the podcast off as well. Pre music.
Yeah.
Excellent. Perfect. All right, well, this is all sounding great. I'll probably go listen to it after this and cry myself to sleep. So, now that we're all done smashing my ego into tiny little pieces, we are going to talk instead about a game that somebody else has played. And I'm not sure who I'm going to go to yet, but I think it might be Ross.
Oh, strap in.
What have you been playing, Ross?
Strap in for the excitement. Right.
Oh, I'm ready. Ready. My ears are ready.
Oh, Snooker 19.
Oh fuck off. Jesus H. Christ.
Wow.
I got sent this by the lovely people at Lab 42.
Oh, that's kind of okay then.
Yeah. It's
if you didn't pay money for it.
No, it's a full priced game. It's their first one on the next gen consoles or current gen consoles. It came out back in 360 days, I want to say. PS2, 360, that sort of era. But it's kind of the only snooker game on the market. But there was a bit of controversy when this one came out because the box cover featured four players but forgot to put last year's world champion on the cover of the box.
Whoops.
And his wife got massively annoyed and said it's because he was over 40 and Welsh. And they were,
so not even he prejudiced. got annoyed. His wife
got angry.
Yeah.
She's like, she's got a phone. She's like, I'm going
to
fucking tell him.
Yeah.
He's like, no, just leave
tweeters.
It. Just leave it. I can't be bothered.
He wasn't bothered particularly. But yeah, his wife
could be
angry. But I can't really leave to talk about this with me. But it's very, very good. It's an accurate representation of snooker. The only issue
apart from the whole sport thing. and the holding a cue and standing in a smoky room.
Yeah, but you know how much your back hurts.
The smell of wine and sweet perfume.
Frame of snooker.
What? I have no idea how to play snooker, even. I don't know how the scoring works. I know there's balls involved, but that's pretty much the length of it. But that's kind of me with every kind of ball-related sport. I know these ones are round, and some of them are multicoloured, and that's pretty much it.
Basically, the best rule for all sports is just that ball needs to go in that hole. The hole maybe is big or small, the ball has to go in it.
I've been in trouble. You've got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you
do. Does it work in tennis? They frown on it in squash.
They're racket
so many
sports,
clubs I'm not allowed sports. To go back to anymore. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, there is one issue that the in the single player, the like career mode, you start the game as one of these rookies that are in the game. You can't create your own character or anything. When you get put into a tournament, like a qualifying tournament, you're ranked 128th, I think, in the world. You end up playing like in the first round of a qualifier, rank number one or number two or number three. And if you miss one single shot, then you've lost, and it's not very fun just sitting there watching them just clear the entire table.
Well, it's a snooker game.
Wait, hang on a second. So you start at 128th in the world.
Yeah.
So does that mean that there are only 128 people and you
that play snooker in the whole world?
In the whole world.
No,
professionally.
Yeah, professional tour. Yeah. Yeah, that's like the tour rankings. There's that many professional players that are ranked because you've got to win events to get ranked and stuff.
Oh, so that's... But,
do you know what I'd like...
So that's what...
Do you know what I'd like to see? Has anybody seen the film 8 Ball? No, not 8 Ball. Black Ball.
No.
With yeah. Johnny Vegas in it.
No. Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to see that. Yeah, where, like, he's the bad boy of Garden Bowls. Like, rocks the Garden Bowls world. I'd like to see a computer game where you are literally... the bad boy of snooker.
That'd be good. Rockstar did.
I don't really know what shape that would take, but I'm imagining like a suit jacket but nothing underneath.
Oh.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And then just boxer shorts and a pink like afro or something. That'd be amazing. And you put the cue the wrong way around and score trick shots and things like that. Like that would be a good game.
You sound like you're just describing your Forza Horizon 4 character.
That was essentially my Forza Horizon 4 character. This can't be good, surely. I'm sorry, I'm trying to make light of this, but surely this is.
Well, it's good if
game.
You like snooker. Like, if you like the sport,
so it's bad.
Yes, it's good. Well, for you, it would be bad.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Yeah,
but for me and Lee, we
I don't hate snooker. I'm largely indifferent to snooker. So I think possibly I'd be largely indifferent to this game. But as snooker simulators go, it's extremely good.
Yes. Yes, apart from the difficulty levels.
So, but does it get better the more pissed you get?
Quite probably, yeah.
That's exactly how... That's how pool works.
I was going to say, that's exactly how it works for me.
Your skill level reaches a peak.
Yeah. With a lot of things, to be honest.
When you go round to the side pocket and try and when the white is like right next to the edge of the, I don't know what it's called, the green bit, the edge bit, the side bumper, yeah, the cushion, and you try and get it there, do you smack somebody called Jimmy in the back of the head and knock his pint over?
No, because you're on the world tour. You're in professional arenas.
That makes sense, actually. 128th in the world.
Yeah, you're not...
130th in the world. I would expect that kind of behaviour from, but...
You're not going to be playing professional pool down the whites.
That would be a good game, though, right? Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Pool cue fight at the White Swan would be an interesting game. All right, okay, look, there's not much more I can say about this. Do you want to say anything more about the... about the campaign or the
soul-sucking
bereft boredom of this game.
How much is it?
Oh, I got it for free, but I think it's $25.99, $24.99.
25? Thank you, El. I'm glad it's not just me.
It's a full-price game. It's from a proper studio, and if they're not one of these indie games.
Not one of these indie shits. Right, look, I've got an important question. When you go to line up a shot, do you get a line that shows you from the edge of the queue... And then that bounces to the ball.
That'll ruin my immersion. That's not real.
How is that a simulator?
Well, it doesn't go all the way to the pocket. You still have to line your shot up.
I wish I could fucking have Terminator vision.
You can turn
in
them
real
off
life.
If you want.
You should turn them off, Ross. You should be pro.
Do you get a higher score if you turn them off? Like, do you get any?
No, points are still worth the same.
What's the fucking point then? Just, you might as well just have it on.
Exactly. Everything's the same. Ross is turning up with the line on. He's got fucking night vision on. He's got a caddy there. Lining up his shots for him.
Turning up to a professional snooker.
Bumpers in bowling. Turn up to a professional tournament. Allow me to set these bumpers up.
He's got a laser.
Right. Do you know
laser
what?
Laser spirit level.
Do you know what, Ross? Right? I've slammed on this simply because it's a snooker game. I've got absolutely no idea how good it actually is as a game.
Do you want to know what as well? Game, I'm hosting the top three later on. I'm scoring it as well. So.
Oh, shit, the whole fucking bed. Right? As a snooker game, it is probably freaking amazing. So dumping on it when we've been sent a free copy, when I haven't even played it, is not fair. So I propose you this. Get me, a guy who has no interest whatsoever in snooker games, a free copy of this game, and me and you will live stream a multiplayer match. Please tell me you can play it multiplayer, because otherwise it's just the worst thing ever.
Yeah, of course you can.
Right, excellent. We will live stream a multiplayer match. Now, if you are the people that made this game and you're listening to this, I fully understand that you are not particularly inclined to send me a copy of this game right now. Because it's possibly not going to end that well. But do you know what? Take the chance. Because it could be very funny.
Do you know what? That is the best publicity that someone can get, is if they take someone so opposed to their game just on the start, for them to turn around and be like, no, that's actually a pretty good game. That's the highest endorsement,
yeah.
I feel.
It's a risk, because I may not say that.
Yeah.
But if I beat Ross, then I probably will.
I'll email them. It's on Switch, it's on PS4, it's on Xbox One, it's on Windows as well.
Is it cross-play?
Probably not. But I've got Switch.
So we need to get it on the same Switch. On the same thing.
I've
yeah.
got PC, so
on the same platform. All right, brilliant. Okay. We're going to do that. Snooker challenge. Similarly, if you can get me free copies of basically any sports game, I'm happy to try and beat you on any sports game.
Fair enough.
And then get really salty about it and stop playing it forever.
Who, you get salty about
it's absolutely
it, or
fine.
Ross gets salty about it? Or anyone else?
Ross is not going to lose.
Right.
There's no chance that Ross is going to lose, let's face it. He might get salty about it if he did, though. Right.
I don't know, but some people, i.e. little brothers, who have no concept of fighting game controls, they can win through no skill.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, putting the effort in of mashing.
That's true.
You could do that, Rich.
Yep.
Don't discount that.
Right. Bear with me just one moment.
We'll play Monster Hunter, but I thought snooker was more important.
There is fairly horrific. There's fairly horrific lag on the stream at the moment. I don't think it's going to go away, so I do apologise to anybody who's in the stream. The video lag is kind of choppy, but I think the audio is okay, so hopefully it's fine. And anybody who's in the stream talking to us, hello, thank you very much for joining us. Between segments, we're not going to talk to anybody in the chat. Not because we don't like you. We don't know we don't like you because we're not looking at the chat. It's possible that we don't like you.
There's people there chatting now that we started talking to them.
Oh, they're, now that we started talking to them, they're all talking to us.
He said the audio is good.
Good. The audio is good. The video is not so great. The video is a bit choppy, so really sorry about that. But we are going to, when we get a break in a little bit, we'll come back and we'll talk to you guys. So if you've got any questions or anything that you want to say in the chat, then please feel free to go ahead. We won't be ignoring you. We'll come to you in a little while. Right. Okay. So that's the game that I'm probably never going to get to play in my entire life.
I'm going to get you
L.
Ready.
No, yeah, get if
yes.
you can, that'd be brilliant, right?
Angrily.
And I will beat you. I will beat you at that game.
Angrily.
And then you will join me in understanding that snooker is bad for everybody. Right, L.
Yes.
Do you have a game to talk about?
I do.
Snooker 19 and L.
No.
That would
oh
been...
my god, can you imagine? No, I've just got this vision now of her like sinking a ball in a pocket, and then the camera pans into the pocket, and it's just this void.
Just
and then you follow the ball's journey through the emptiness of purgatory. Right? And it's just falling forever. Going, what happened to me? Do you know what I mean? That's
I
L's kind of game. All right. It didn't take much.
I know that I have said in the past that platformers are not my jam. However, There's a game that I found on Steam called Katana Zero, and it looked like this neo-noir assault on my eyes, so I had to buy it.
Okay.
It is a pixel side-scrolling platformer. It has one of the most bizarre concepts I have come across. So,
an L saying that.
Yeah. I guess you're a samurai. You're wandering around in your kimono,
dressing gown.
Is this the one by Devolver Digital?
I have no clue. It's the one that came out on the
18th they're the publisher.
Of April.
Yeah, so I've heard of this, and it's basically Hotline Miami Ninja Edition.
Yeah,
it's samurai. Amazing. Why, absolutely whatever. Amazing.
they're all the same.
I'm sold. The story's amazing. The way that it frames its controls, the way that it frames the core mechanics of the game, fantastic. I think the game takes place across 10 days where you gradually work through this samurai's amnesia, trying to figure out and piece together his past. Through his nightmares, which is pretty cool. And every day you go out with a hit on someone, and you got to go and you got to assassinate them, which is great. And he puts on this little cassette player and plays some tunes. And I can't remember the film's name where what's his face? Face Off guy. Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, is he the one who goes through like loads of different like? Scenarios that he could go through and chooses the one crazy offshoot that he survives in.
That's called most of Nicolas Cage's films. He does about four, and then one of them's good.
But I swear there's a film like that.
Yeah, he did. He did a film called, I think, Next.
Yeah.
Or something similar where he could see like loads of different futures, and then he picked one of them.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's that, but in a game. So you'll go through each stage. If you die, your character goes, nah, that wouldn't work, and he like rewinds back to the start of the.
So Prince of Persia styley.
Yeah, also that, but oh man.
Also that.
Also that. God damn it, El, with your Nicolas Cage things.
It looks really nice. Everything's going very pink and neon at the moment. That's the aesthetic that everybody seems to want to use right now, isn't it?
I'm loving the aesthetic.
I know, but weirdly, Blood Dragon was one of the first to do it, and the worst. Like, literally the worst.
Well, it's like,
this is looking really psychedelic and fast-paced as well, though, Elle.
Yeah, it's... Oh, do you know what? I've had a lot of fun playing it. I think I'm on the fourth day, so I've not gone through all of it. But for me, I don't like platformers.
You do though.
You keep saying that, and you keep playing them.
I know.
It's like
it's the worst.
You like platformers.
On the last episode, you were like, I don't like pixel games or pixely games.
Do you know what?
But here's this pixely game that I played.
Yeah,
it's like Rich saying, "We're not going to talk about this thing, but here's this thing that we're going to talk about for 10 minutes."
I can remember. I've grown as a person. I can remember the time I went, "Oh, pixel games, they look like shit." But they're my jam right now. I'm loving it. This it's such a cool and quirky idea that someone's been like, "Do you know what? We're going to do this." I think it was like 11.
Yeah, it's $11.39 on Steam at the moment. I'm not sure what other platforms it's on.
Switch.
So this is Katana... To anybody who's listening and didn't hear it at the beginning, this is Katana Zero. And it looks pretty sweet. This is a Devolver Digital published game. But Devolver Digital... I don't know if they started making their own stuff like originally, but they don't anymore. Or at least they don't make a lot of them anymore, their publishers. But it's a reasonable hallmark of at least an interesting game. Usually, the Devolver Digital stuff tends to be pretty cool.
Yeah, Jujutsu in 3D.
That, what?
Yikes.
Wow, okay.
It's got a glowing endorsement from me, from a grump.
It's got some incredible reviews as well, like 9 out of 10s, 10 out of 10 on Steam.
So
it looks really good.
This is my weird offering this week.
It's not that weird, Elle. That's fairly, for you, that's quite tame. Do you know what? It's a strong looking game, though. I'm not keen on platformers. I'm really not. I'm not a fan.
Can we call the podcast that?
But I'm like a proper, I'm like proper not a fan. I'm not like an Elle not a fan.
I'm not a fan, but I'll try it. Yeah. Just in case.
You know, I'm like I'm like, I say I don't like platformers and then don't play them.
I know, but your tastes might change. It's like, oh, I don't like Marmite, but I might try it. Just to...
Hold on a second. You not 5 minutes ago said, I don't like sports games, but I might try one.
If they send it to me for free.
He likes anything for free.
Yeah, he does like that price point.
Do you know what I mean? That's my kind of price. I'm not saying that I'd do anything if it was free. I think it's important to put that little addendum in there. Not the statement that I made.
I was literally about to say, so if I were to stab you for free, you'd be all right with it.
No, and that's probably the parallel that I was likely to draw. I, you know, there's lots of different things that I probably don't like being stabbed in the leg, but I'm not going to repeatedly do it to see if I kind of grow accustomed to it.
Right.
So, no. But platform games are on the tame side and not, like, mortally wounding or anything like that, and if it's free, I'm certainly willing to give it a go. So, I'm happy to give it a go. You see, this being said, one of my favourite games of EGX Rest was... my name is...
Pablo.
My friend Pedro.
Oh, my...
My friend Pedro. Pedro, that was it.
See? They get you.
And that's a platformer game.
They get you.
Kind of. Yeah, it was a platformer game. So, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fast-paced, stabby-stabby weirdness. But that's not... That didn't have, like, everything was happening in his dreams and he's got amnesia.
Oh, no.
And he's a samurai.
He is definitely... Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's tripping when he's killing these people. There was a guy with a speaker for a head, so who...
Seems fine.
Sounds like he's tripping balls to me. Yeah. Right. That's Elle's amazing game for this week. Not quite as off the wall balls crazy as her previous stuff, I think. But I've got a funny feeling that I might need to play it, and I've got a horrible feeling that there might be, I don't know, some demon babies or a teddy bear that gives birth to a horse or something like that goes on in it. It's really super, super strange. It's on Switch as well.
Yeah.
God, Nintendo, let some... Do you remember the days where Nintendo just... didn't let anything gory or violent on their consoles.
This is banned in Australia. It's available on the Switch.
Do you know what I mean? And now they're like, whoa, pulls off a baby's head and eats it. Fucking get it on the Switch. Not a problem. I've played a game.
What game?
Right. It's a game.
What game did us play?
I played a game called Satisfactory.
Oh, yeah.
And I streamed it. And I played with people who pretend to be my friends. And it was really good fun and everything. So, Satisfactory is a game. What is on the PC? What is on the PC and is not on Steam? I know. Everybody's thinking, fuck's sake, Rich, what are you doing? But do you know what? Do you know what? I'm not one of these weirdos that goes, it's not on Steam, so I'm not going to buy it because everything's bad forever. Because those people are fucking stupid. So Satisfactory is on the Epic Store, and Epic recently, and I think possibly still, had an incredibly ill-advised sale, which pretty much half of their developers decided they didn't like. So Epic basically went, look, we're going to sell all the games, and you get a big like load of money off, and then you get an extra £10 off, so this game that was like 28 quid is now fucking a tenner. There you go. But apparently they didn't tell any of the publishers... And they all kind of went, wait, what? What do you mean we're only getting £1.22 for our game? Fuck off. And a couple of days into it, told Epic that they had to reverse the price drop. So half of the games that were originally reduced in price are now not. But I snagged this when it was. And I think it still is, or at least it was. And I only paid like £16 for it. I think it's like 28 quid or something normally. It's called Satisfactory. It is a factory building game made in, I believe, the Unreal Engine. It looks fucking amazing. Like, you think factory building game, you think top-down, what was it called? Factorio?
Mm-hmm.
The top-down kind of strategy factory building game. This is, for all intents and purposes, Ark. Or some other fucking amazingly stunning-looking game that's made in the Unreal Engine. But you have a spanner thing, and you make factories. And you build a factory digger thingy, and it digs up some factory stuff, and then you put a conveyor belt in, and then you send that stuff to another place, and then that builds some stuff, and then you send it to another. It's fucking amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I have no idea what's going on in it whatsoever, but it's freaking incredible. If you've ever played Minecraft Ticket or Feed the Beast or any of these Minecraft mods that allow you to do things like buildcraft or pneumatic tubes or sorters and all this kind of stuff, if you were ever into that, this is absolutely the game for you. I Minecraft myself out a few years ago playing Tekkit and Feed the Beast and loads of different mods, and by 1.64 or whatever, I was basically done with the game because I'd sunk somewhere in the region of 2,500 hours into it, and I don't think there was anything else that I could build with blocks. And for ages and ages and ages, I've been hankering after something to play that was similar. And I played Space Engineers for a little while, and that was kind of okay, but fuck me, that's buggy. This is amazing. It's so much fun. It's only in early access. It's come out really, really recently. But considering all of that, there's very, very few bugs in it. And it plays really nicely. There you go.
Cool.
That's satisfactory.
I watched the stream, and the game looked satisfactory to me.
It was just... No.
Sorry.
See what you did there, Ross. If you're not into it, if it's not something that you're interested in, then I totally get it. You're looking at it going, what the fuck is going on here? But it is so satisfying to like set up a miner and have it mine up some stuff, and then you build a conveyor belt. And by the way that they've put in the conveyor belts where you can like pump stuff from one machine to another is really cool. And it's like you can freeform conveyor belts all over the place. I didn't know I had a conveyor belt fetish until this game. Now that I've discovered it, I'm not ashamed. It's okay.
So
this is a normal thing.
It was absolute chaos. At one point, someone
In the stream?
Yeah. At one point, in your game. At one point, someone said, "Oh yeah, there's elevators that you can connect to your conveyor belts," which then just added an extra dimension to the chaos. It was
There was verticality after that.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
I mean, I've got a new game now that is considerably more organized than the game that you possibly watched when we were doing it on the stream. And I will stream some more at some point soon. There's loads of different things to the game, and it's got quite a good long life cycle to it. The only downside at the moment is there are no dedicated servers, so the only way that you can have people join your game is if you're running the game and playing at the time, and people get to join in your ongoing game. And when we were playing like Minecraft and Space Engineers and stuff like that, you ran a dedicated server and people could join whenever the heck they wanted to. So it's a bit annoying to get everybody on the same world. On top of that, the game's kind of not hard coded, but it's locked to 4 people only. Apparently there's some kind of ini file hack that you can do to get more than 4 people, but Win didn't manage to get it to work. So Dave, the poor fucker who was the fifth wheel in this situation, bought the game, sat there watching us play it on stream, went, "Okay, I'm gonna go then. Bye." Sorry, Dave. I really, really enjoy it. I'm gonna be going back and playing it more. Considering how early it is, there's loads to do. There is absolutely tons and tons to do in this game, and it's freaking beautiful.
Having watched you stream it the other night, you wouldn't know that it was in early access. I don't know if maybe it's different when you're playing it, but watching it, you wouldn't know that it was early access.
No. I think it looks amazing. If you went to play it, you saw it and you thought, "Geez, that looks totally finished." The other thing is considering the complexity of stuff that's going on. Now, bear in mind that the conveyor belts are carrying, like, you can see the items on the conveyor belt, and you can pick up the items from the conveyor belts as they're going. So there are, at any given time, like thousands, potentially like tens of thousands of items, loose, freestanding items floating around in the world, going all over the place on conveyor belts. It runs really well. And this is while I'm streaming it as well, so my computer's getting an extra hammering from streaming it. It's just great. It's really, really good. Very polished, very satisfying. If you're into factory builders or strategy games or this kind of stuff, it does have aliens. And some of them are a bit nasty and they made me cry. But other than that, they're really scary.
What?
The spiders.
What was it? What was it you called
a
them?
A moat. No, I'm only joking.
A pack of bastards.
Yeah, there was a pack of bastards. It was like, I thought there was only one, but no, there was a whole pack of bastards. And then at one point I went exploring a mine. It turns out there were spiders in there. Now, I kind of expected spiders, but I didn't expect very small spiders, and I couldn't see them, and it was really dark, and I got scared and ran away.
So there was...
Nope, not doing any of that. They just give you a taser, right? They drop you on an alien planet and you go, fucking, you got to build some shit, mate. This is it now. You got to build some stuff and you got to send us all these resources. This is your job. By the way, there are some aliens on there that are roughly the size of the Millennium Falcon. Here's a taser. You fucking kidding me? Fuck am I going to do with this? So, essentially, your only defense against these creatures is to run directly at them, which is counterintuitive, and I don't like it very much at all. So I hide on top of conveyor belts and hope they can't work out how to get to me.
It's a strategy.
And that's satisfactory, ladies and gentlemen. I will be playing it more and possibly come back and talk about it a little bit later on when I've become so jaded with the game that I found something that really pisses me off. But that's it. I think that's essentially the only game I've got to talk about this week, other than the fact that I've been playing obscene amounts of Beat Saber and I hurt myself again and got another sports injury.
Sports injury. Mm-hmm. I love how we all said that at the same time.
I was stood in a designated location holding implements of exercise and I hurt myself. It's a sports injury. Yeah, that's a sports injury. That's the same thing. When I knock over Ted's beer with my pool cue and he punches me in the face, that's a sports injury too.
I'm pretty sure it's not, but okay.
It is if somebody asks me.
Right.
Right, we're back. And all the people came back as well. That was really nice of you. Thank you very much for bearing with us. I'm not sure what the video is going to be like now. It possibly isn't going to be much improved. Or it could be amazing. I'm not 100% sure. Either way, tough. Because I can't do a fat lot about it right now. But if it is really terrible, we will fix it for next time. That's okay. See, normally, I stream the video. Only we stopped that. Because if I stream the video, I have to have everybody's faces up on my screen, and it's really distracting for me. Like being able to see people and like you know their eyes and things, it puts me off. And so I got told off for spending a lot of the podcast staring lovingly into people's eyes. Lewis felt uncomfortable about it, so now I'm not streaming any longer. Lewis is, so we might have to go back to me and staring. If the video is too bad for too long. That's not going to help, Al. I'm still going to be looking at you guys. I'll stop me from looking at my window and my printer, but the problem is still largely going to be there. Okay.
What about like the opposite of blinkers?
The opposite? What? Just turn my monitor off.
Poking in both.
I could actually turn my
time.
Monitor off. No, just that's. This that. Seems like we're getting a little bit extreme now. If we could not do any of those things, that would instead be terrific. Okay, right. We're going to do a thing. We're going to do a thing that I don't think we've done for a little while, for good reason. I don't allow this thing to happen the majority of the time because it's a thing that I don't win. But every now and again on the podcast, we do a thing.
Terrible about it.
I'm terrible at everything. We do a thing that is a game. And we've got various games that we play on the podcast.
That you suck at all.
But so far, I always stack it. So far, to my knowledge, I've not stacked it live.
No,
so thank you very much, Ross, for giving me the opportunity to utterly debase myself.
Didn't you
in front of a live audience?
Didn't you suck at when we did the first live video just after Christmas?
Wow.
The one that I wasn't on. Did when it was you?
Didn't I fuck a what? Could you finish that? Because he's casting me in a bad light here. And
didn't you bugger up, or didn't you not win or stack it or whatever you want to call it? The quiz on the Christmas episode.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Was it
if
a Christmas miracle?
I think so, yeah.
When you streamed on, on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Did I win on Facebook? I'm going to have to look back up at the video. I can't remember.
Maybe you've, like,
my failures have been
mind.
So numerous that they've just blocked everything else. Right, anyway, look. Longish 5.5 minute story short. What we're going to do is I'm going to hand the reins over to Ross. And Ross, oh shit, I'm doing that and I've just realised he's somewhere else and I don't know where he is because I'm looking at the stream.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
That doesn't help. That's the least helpful thing that you could possibly do. I'm going to hand the reins over to Ross. Ross is going to explain the game to people who have not been here for this game before.
And us.
And big it up and make it super entertaining. So go ahead, Ross.
Okay, we're going to do the top three, which is a thing we used to do from the very first episode, actually. We stopped around probably about 50 odds, so we haven't done it for a while. What we will do is I will give a topic, and then I want the guys to give me their top three answers to that topic, and then I'll rate them in some form.
Entirely arbitrarily,
yeah,
and
we've
putting
never
me at the bottom.
On the way to do that properly, but, but we'll go
as
on.
Long as Rich loses, everything's fine.
That was the balance deal me and Lewis made at the very first, before the very first.
I
podcast.
Know you did.
Sounds a bitchy.
So, the topic this week is going to be, it's quite wordy, so bear with me. The top three games you'd get people to play who don't like games to get them to like games. Does that make sense?
Bloody hell. Yeah, I mean that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. I get you.
All right. So we go one by one.
Yeah.
I need three.
Well, hang on. Do we get any background of the demographic of these people? Mm. Like, what's their age range?
Have you ever
that's
read that?
That's important.
Somebody who doesn't like games.
Yeah. Anyone who
just
doesn't like
somebody,
games.
Anybody who doesn't like games.
Yeah. And we're gonna start with my iPad tells me we're gonna start with L.
Okay. I'm just giving one at the moment, right? Not the whole three. Okay, I'm gonna choose Journey.
Ooh, okay.
Because
that's pretty good.
God damn it!
It's an experiential game. There's no difficulty with controls. There's no real skill required.
What if you've got no hands?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shit.
What if you don't like games because you have zero hands?
We'll get
I'm
on
sure
to
the
that.
Special
we'll do that on, like,
a good job
the...
With it,
on...
Yeah, I bet they are.
We'll cover accessibility on the second or third game.
Just get this out of the way first.
Oh dear. I think it's very emotive. I think it really struck me as a very, very beautiful game, the way that it's presented, the way that it looks, the way that it gets you. And I think for someone who might have a negative outlook on games, might see it as an artistic piece and to have like an actual human connection to it rather than...
Yeah.
Kicks them right in the field, danglies.
Good strong start.
Right in there and grrr.
Says the words right in my mouth. Go on, Rich, you're next. What's your first one?
God damn it.
Beat Saber.
Oh.
Really? Whoa, okay.
Yeah, because anybody who I've put in that, and this isn't even a VR thing, right? This is, and VR's really quite good for a lot of people who aren't necessarily into computer games anyway, because it's tactile, it's fairly straightforward to get, it's literally pick up and play.
Yeah.
You've got hands, you can pick stuff up
what
and you
if
can
you've
do
got
stuff.
No
so
hands?
It's usually fairly intuitive. And if you've got no hands, you can't fucking play Beat Saber. There is a person who I've seen playing Beat Saber with their feet.
Wow.
So you could possibly do that.
That's
but yeah, it's just, literally, it's the easiest concept in the world. You stand in the middle of a room and waggle at stuff. This is what everybody was doing with the Wii, and the Wii got so many people into games. So, really straightforward. Slash a block. It's really easy to get into. Loads of people who I've put into it, who weren't into games before, really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Good start. Yeah.
That's mine.
Nice one. Lewis, your first one.
Wii Sports Resort.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like Beat Saber, it was.
Like Beat Saber.
Wait, what?
Like Beat Saber, but with a lot more variety. So you've obviously got the bowling, the other ones.
Did that one have golf in it?
Yeah, I think it was bowling, golf. Did it have darts?
Let's have a look. A quick Google.
All of the things that will fuck your TV.
yeah.
Boxing.
There's loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Frisbee, archery.
Do they do the running?
Table tennis.
Yeah, so...
I never played the Sports Resort one. I only ever played the original one, the Sports Resort.
It's got one called Power Cruising.
Power Cruising?
It doesn't sound like a sport
to me. It sounds a little bit like somebody needs to call for help.
Yeah. Very different pastime.
Yeah. yeah, and... I mean, that is tried and tested with the Wii U. Like, that... Wasn't the Wii U the biggest selling console?
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone had one.
It's looking huge, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good start, yeah. That's what that console was for, to get people to like games into games, and yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
L, which is the second one?
This is difficult now. My temptation is to go for more flow games, but... Do you know what? Just because it brought a lot of people together, I'm going to say Pokemon Go.
Ooh.
Why? Because it was a mobile game, therefore no one had to commit to a console.
Strong choice.
Or a desktop. Most people do have a mobile phone. And it was, again, very intuitive. There didn't necessarily need to be a major time investment in it. People took to it like ducks to water, I suppose. Also, sense of community. People got together in little raid groups, and that was quite nice to see. You know, your crowds of people out there.
Yeah, it depends on who you were, El. Right? Yeah. Because there was a couple of 70-year-olds wandering around Bristol that I'm pretty sure were scared the fuck up when you've got like 45, 16-year-olds running around a corner pointing at him and shouting, Charizard!
Who
fucking
sick.
Drops her Asda bag and
they
off she pops.
There can only be one.
So it's Highlander all of a sudden.
They also had some musical Easter eggs, Lewis, didn't it? They were good for YouTube hits.
Yeah.
There was joy to the world. Okay,
nice one, Rich. For the second one.
Oh, this is horrible. Right, so all of the answers so far have assumed that said person who doesn't like playing video games is a fucking muppet.
with no hands.
I've got to be honest, is a fair assumption. But I know people. Weirdly, I know people who work in IT. Who don't play computer games, right. Which is just the weirdest thing I've ever come across.
Why haven't you sacked them yet?
So let's assume, because they're really cheap, let's assume that this person is a complete moron and can actually use both of the hands that we assume that they have. So I'm going to say Portal.
Ooh, yeah.
Because, God damn, that was a good game. And it was so new and original and fantastic when it first came out. It's got an amazing strain of dark humour going all the way through it.
Yeah.
But not so much of a story that it would put people off.
Yeah.
It's easy to pick up. It's a puzzle game at its core. Relatively straightforward, but with a great twist that would hopefully get people into those kind of things.
It's got a nice difficulty arc as well. It doesn't just suddenly ramp up.
Yeah, it's got so many things going for it. And it, still to this day, one of the only games that I've ever seen Yahtzee Crosshaw basically say, no, it's really good, just go get it. Because normally he pans everything.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good. These have all been really good choices so far. Lewis, don't let us down.
Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, that one's a good
there
one.
You go.
Because you can do as much or as little as you want.
Yeah.
Like life.
Yeah, precisely. you can invest hundreds or thousands of hours into it, or like you can just potter about, not do very much. So yeah, Minecraft.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I was kind of not anti-Minecraft, but didn't really know about it when we started this podcast, and I play it quite a bit now, so yeah. I like that one. Elle, your third and final choice.
I'm going to have to choose it. It's in my blood now. I'm going to have to choose Stardew, aren't I?
Stardew Valley.
Stardew. Especially now that it's been updated and you can have more people on your farm, so you can get that social aspect in there. But it's incredibly relaxing, and I know we've done spreadsheets for it and that doesn't seem relaxing to many people, but no one needs to take it that far.
There was way more "we" in that sentence than possibly the rest of us very comfortable with.
I think it was a royal "we".
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, again, I hate using the word charming, but it is. It's so good. It is just good.
It's just good.
It's just good. A game that I've sunk over like 300, 400 hours in has to be, you know, winning some people over at some point. You've got the story, you've got adventuring if people want to go adventuring, you've got mining, you've got farming, you've got fishing, all of it going on. You can even marry people, it's great.
So since they introduced the multiplayer, you said that that people can now join your farms. How many people have you allowed into your carefully crafted and planned farm?
No one.
Has Reese ever seen your farm?
Yes, because I play.
And that
on
wasn't
the
a
TV.
Euphemism.
All
right, okay, but
this
not...
is mine.
Yeah, you can't touch this.
This is
you aren't allowed anywhere near this.
This is my sanctum. Yeah.
Look, don't touch.
Keep away.
Yeah, it's my precious baby.
Nice, that is a solid three. Rich, what's your last one?
I thought about this. I was going to the trifecta. So I've gone easily accessible and the VR. So I had to throw a VR one in there. Yeah. I've gone with a legendary PC classic. I've been struggling with this last one, but I'm going to go with Gang Beasts. Now, I wanted to have a couch game on here, and there's a few that you could go to. So you could go Overcooked, you could go Mario Party, Mario Kart even, any of those. But out of all of those games, I've got all of those, and we have people around to play couch games quite a lot. Gang Beasts gets people laughing so goddamn hard, to the point where very few people are actually playing the game. You can have up to 8 people playing this thing, and everybody on the screen is just beating each other's heads in with these like wobbly, like jelly Pillsbury Doughboy kind of characters. And it's just so ridiculous and so silly and over the top and hilarious. Couch gaming's amazing. Couch gaming is one of the things that got me into gaming originally as well, playing with other people.
Yeah.
And that's the power of laughter and seeing other people having a good time is one of the reasons that anybody's going to want to do anything. You hear somebody really enjoyed this TV show, well, you're going to want to watch it. You see people really enjoying a computer game and you think, oh, actually, do you know what? I might want to give that a go. So... Gang Beasts.
Good choice. I like that. Lewis, the last one.
I've got a couple of choices, but I think I'm probably going to go with Tricky Towers.
Ooh, yeah, that was...
Son of a bitch.
Again.
Ouch.
It's a Tetris game that's easily accessible. It's... well, it's a Tetris game, and if you don't know how to play Tetris, then
stop
where have you been?
To this podcast.
Yeah, you're definitely listening to the wrong podcast. And to be honest, it's just kind of copy and paste what Rich said in here.
It's super straightforward. It's really good.
It's
fun
straightforward.
To play. Loads of people get
it's good fun. You can play it multiplayer. I mean, we had a good laugh with it when we played it at EGX, so...
Yeah,
we did.
Mm. Yeah.
Good choices. I'm not going to fuck about. Oh, you win.
What?
Oh, come on!
Journey is the most beautiful game I've ever played.
Get out!
I had a horrible feeling that she was going to get there with Journey.
That's going to pull people in just because how it looks.
I wasn't even going to... Well, I wasn't even going to bother with the third one because I thought my first two were so good.
You got the numbers, right? You got the pick number games.
You went for the big ones, the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And what were the two shit ones? Stardew Valley and Pokemon how Go. Did you win this? You won it with Pokemon Go. I fucking did.
Everyone played Pokemon Go.
Yes,
fixed. No,
Did you see the swaths of humans?
Everyone
out
played.
About?
We
L, fucking loads of people like football. It doesn't make them right.
No, it doesn't. But I got asked, what game would I get someone who doesn't like games to play to like games?
To play.
I'm calling a fix.
Fine.
I'm calling fix because I didn't win.
I'm calling fix because Lewis didn't win.
Delicious. Salt.
I'm not calling fix because I didn't win because that was basically a done deal.
Lewis,
I'm sorry, but I had Portal and he had Minecraft.
And do you know what? Deep down, aren't we all winners?
No, Al. No. It's just you. Both deep down and on the surface. Like the entire of you is the only winner. That's how winning works. So, all right. That was another shit game hosted by Ross at ReadyPlayer.
Why do you think Lee's not here? He did a good game. He can't be here anymore.
No! That's it! You're fucking out!
You're
right. Okay. So, that is the end of the top three, as hosted by Ross and as lost by me and Lewis. Well done, L. We are slightly bitter. You had a couple of good games in there, in my opinion. You let it down with Stardew Valley at the end, but I do know how much you love that game. And it was aimed at people who are Luddites, so I think it's okay that you won.
What she could have convinced people to play games because of how much she loves Stardew Valley.
I know.
To be honest, right, if you can stand there and be, like, so massively in love with anything, you're going to make people either want to play it or so unbelievably uncomfortable that they do what you say anyway. And either way, you've got that fucker to play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I reckon you got it sorted. Okay, look, Ross is the umpire. What he says goes. Whether I think it's right or wrong, by the way, I think it's wrong. Congratulations, L. Episode 92, and you're another fucking loss for me. Maybe I'll win at Christmas again. If people are telling me that I won last Christmas, I honestly can't remember.
Which maybe there's a big surprise for you.
There isn't, is there, Ross?
No.
It's not. No, thanks.
The surprises.
Spoiler alert,
surprise.
I'm going to lose again. Right then, if you've liked what you've seen, if you're watching us on Twitch right now and you've liked what you've seen, thank you very much for watching. Please make sure that you give us a follow. If you are listening on our regular podcast channels, either on Acast or one of the many podcast consumption applications, on your phone or on your PC or wherever the fuck you're listening, thank you very much for coming along and joining us. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 92. You can find all of us at ReadyP2 on Twitter. At the top of Twitter, there is a pinned tweet that shows all the great places that you can find us, or you can go to ReadyPlayer2, that's TWO.co.uk, and find us there. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen, that's Zebwen. You can find Ross at
RossBelt1984. As this is episode 92, what were we all doing in 1992?
What were we doing? I can't remember what happened last podcast, Ross.
I was playing Snares.
What were we doing in 1992?
Yeah, in 1992?
I was playing probably Tekken on the PS1.
How old was I?
I was one.
I couldn't have been, because I would have been
seven.
I can't remember.
No.
I feel like maybe you needed to give us a little bit more warning about this segue, Ross.
Well, I'm 35.
I don't think I was old enough to be rubbing one out, so I was doing something else. I can't remember exactly what, though. I'll try and find out for next time. Right, Ross has milked his exit far too much. That's going to throw me off completely. Lewis, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Louis_Kong.
And Elle, where can people find you?
On the internet at EscapingIRL, eating all the delicious D&D gossip.
And if you've really, really enjoyed listening to this podcast or the various Twitch streams that we've been doing, including brand new and amazing Twitch streamer who's joined us not so very long ago. Is he called Ben?
Yes. Yeah. Ben.
He wasn't even born in 92.
Game DS.
Or Game DS.
Right. He wasn't even born in 92. That's why he's on the cutting edge of the gaming industry. We need to get the youth of today, the kids that are still able to pay attention without heavy medication, to play games for us.
I was going
to
say, he wasn't born in 1992, but he's still better at games than probably at least
three of
That's
us.
Because he's still got full use of all of his digits, yeah. Lewis. He's still
crippling.
He's got full motor control. That's what it is.
It's
a fucking young man's game, this is. Right. Okay. That's us. If you really liked everything that we're doing, there is a way that you can buy us a quaffy. There is a link. There is a link that you can find to donate to us. It's K-O-F-I, I think.
Yeah, so
and if you're on Twitch, you'll be able to see that just below the video right now. If you're not on Twitch, you can go over to ko-fi.com/readyp2 and drop us a coffee in there. It's just a couple of quid to say thank you very much for doing the podcasts. Unfortunately, there is no way of telling us to fuck off through coffee, but you could do that through
you can.
Twitter.
You, you can leave a note.
You can leave a note. I'm not leaving you money. Fuck off. That is literally the worst way to treat a busker. Like, honestly, terrible way of treating them.
More often than not, when I'm walking down the high street, that's what I want to do, is just go up and give them a fight. Like, when they go, and this, and next up is Wonderwall. It's like, I will give you a fiver if you don't play it.
If you want to donate 100 quid, we will not do the next podcast. We will skip to 94.
We've done it before.
I promise.
Without getting paid.
We could save it to a physical disc and then crush it. That would be amazing.
Oh, we could actually record the podcast and then film ourselves deleting it.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll do that if you donate £100.
I prefer Al's idea.
Yeah, I like
what, crushing it? Who's going to donate the hard drive?
I know. Like I said, a disc.
I've got a spare.
You know? It feels like a floppy disk?
Yeah, why not?
How big? How many floppy disks are we going to... It
that
feels like there's technical
amazing.
Details that need to be ironed
I've
out
got a spare
that we
USB
could do off air.
Floating around.
Okay, look, I feel like possibly we could be dealing with the technical aspects of this offline.
Just
say right.
It to a USB
thank you very
stick
much
and then drop
to
it in
everybody.
A cup of coffee.
No, that's it. Stop it. Stop it.
Perfect, Lewis.
Chaos.
Chaos reigns.
No. I can't do it anymore.
Take the
right. Right.
Rich.
This has been Ready. Stop it. Stop talking. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 92. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. You can find us at all the aforementioned places. Nobody else is talking anymore. That's the end of the podcast. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.